You know his habits and hangouts. Look for him. I'll find out where Exile holds up and wait for him to show up there.
What if he's already?
Then we're screwed, aren't we?
Yeah.
Hey, what about we sell this guy the spike? 100,000 ain't bad. I can't even count that high. It's good. But if the situation is what they say, the limper coming back, they'll go way higher. Let's let it ride a couple days. Smeds did not argue, but thought they ought to get what they could while they could get it.
I'll catch up if I can't find him.
Fish grunted and walked off. Smeds began his rounds. He crossed Tully's trail several times. The spike was all the talk everywhere he went. Tully had to know about the reward. He wasn't running to Exile. That was a good sign. Except that a dozen independents had let out that they would go higher than Exile. A witch named T-Bank had offered 150,000. Smeds believed none of them except Exile. He had seen them when the hunt had been a race between thieves. They wouldn't change. They would talk mountains of obols, but the payoff, when it came, would be death. But Tully had that knack for deceiving himself. He might decide they were legitimately offering, or he might fool himself into thinking he could outwit them. He had an inflated opinion of his own guile. Smed soon concluded that the pattern of Tully's movements indicated he was looking for someone, likely one of those fabulous purses. He had no regard left for his cousin. The evidence suggested Tully was gaining no ground on his quarry. Smeds was, though. He wondered if Tully was getting nervous, knowing they would be after him as soon as they knew he was gone. Probably. Smeds caught up, but the situation was not suited to the confrontation he had been rehearsing for hours. He was moving along a street, unnaturally quiet even for after the riots, getting nervous about that, when Tully came flying out a doorway 100 feet ahead and across the way. He hadn't yet gotten stable on his hands and knees when soldiers in black surrounded him. They bound his hands behind him, put a choke cord on him, and led him off toward the center of town. There were 6 of those soldiers. Smed stared numbly, seeing the end of his days. What the hell could he do? Get Fish? But what could Fish do? No 2 men were ever going to ambush 6 soldiers in broad daylight. He tripped along behind. With each step he became more certain what had to be done, became more sick at heart. No matter that Tully had been ready to write him off. He ducked into an alley and ran, the energy starting to burn in his veins. He went faster than necessary, trying to leech the growing fear in frenzied physical activity. His pack hammered against his back. Like half the men in Orr, he was carrying his home on his back. He had to get rid of it somehow. Somewhere safe. Most of his take from the Barrowland was in it. He came on a pile of rubble in deep shadow. No one was around. He buried the pack hastily,